This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Millions of Americans have dealt with abnormally warm weather, high winds, and fire weather alerts this week from West Texas and all the way north to Chicago. There have been red flag warnings in place through late Monday. Some have been allowed to expire, but high wind alerts remain in place for communities in over a dozen states, especially in the central U.S. and south. Meanwhile, a major storm front's moving across the U.S., bringing snow to the Mountain West and potential thunderstorms to the Midwest. President Biden is headed for Texas and the U.S. southern border this Thursday, the very same day as Donald Trump. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with the announcement to reporters.
President Biden will travel to Brownsville, Texas to meet with U.S. Border Patrol agents, law enforcement, and local leaders.
Meanwhile, former President Trump set to visit Eagle Pass, USA's Laura Winters.
He blasts President Biden on his social media platform, Truth Social, saying, "When I am your president, we will immediately seal the border."
The two leaders enter the Lone Star State on Thursday as Biden's expected to renew a call for Republican lawmakers in D.C. to reconsider the U.S. Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal, which would allow the Department of Homeland Security to shut down the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill does not do enough to deter illegal border crossers. Ahead of the Michigan primary election Tuesday, Republican Nikki Haley continues to hammer on the case against former President Trump's electability.
He did not get 40% in any of the early states. It is very hard to win a general election if you can't do that.
President Biden, meanwhile, is facing no official opposition in Michigan, but a grassroots movement hopes to convince Arab Americans and other voters to write in an uncommitted vote for president in the Democratic primary. It's met as a move to protest Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A significant weather system heading across the United States. Snowfall expected in the mountainous west, while the plains face the risk of fires. Additionally, the Midwest could see strong thunderstorms. It marks the onset of the first of two storm systems that will affect the country in the coming week. On Tuesday, thunderstorms could materialize from Chicago to Detroit, extending southward towards St. Louis, potentially accompanied by hail, strong winds, and tornadoes. Details about a United States Air Force service member who died after setting himself on fire outside the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. on Sunday. Video footage captured Aaron Bushnell declaring his refusal to be complicit in genocide, describing his actions as an extreme form of protest. Bushnell was transported to the hospital in critical condition after his act and subsequently died. The U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny at Moscow. NATO's invasion of Ukraine. Speaking from the White House, President Biden emphasized that Vladimir Putin must face consequences.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
Biden highlighted that Kyiv persists and remains free 2 years after Russian troops invaded the country. At the same time, Ukrainian President Zelensky continues pleading with Western allies to send more weapons and money. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Life is cruel and makes a life decide another. Scared but sees beyond the moment. She gives her boy away and prays someday he'll know her. Love goes on and on. When he finds that life comes in the grafting.
Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for your patience. We're on standby. Do we have Judd Dunning with us now? Oh, we do. Okay, excellent. Judd, thank you for hanging in there for me. I've got so much medication running, as you can tell, I got a little bit of a cold and running through me, and all of a sudden I had a flashback here of when, in my early days in the radio business, there was a song from, if you may not remember, you may be too young, but Elvis Presley had a song called Suspicious Minds, right? And what they did was, the engineer manufactured a false fade about 3.5 minutes into the song. Well, you know, when you're a radio disc jockey and you're, you know what songs to play that will give you enough time to run to the restroom and get back so that you don't have what they call the proverbial dead air situation, right? Which is the worst thing and the worst nightmare for any radio personality to have. And anyway, so I'm, this particular radio station, the bathroom was downstairs, the broadcast studios were upstairs, or maybe it was just the opposite. The bathroom was upstairs, the studios downstairs. So I'm upstairs, and I'm hearing through the intercom, I'm hearing the song. And all of a sudden, I hear it fading. And, oh, what? You know? And it's the first time I played this song, so I wasn't aware of the false fade. So in a panic, you know, I'm flying out the door to make sure that I get to the, you know, get to the song in time before it totally fades out. And as I go flying through the broadcast door, the music, you know, suddenly comes up again. And I, you know, just, so, you know, the shame, just some old memories, some old radio memories here to share with everybody to, you know, just
yeah,
to get yourself
live,
caught,
it was
right?
Live, right? It was
yeah,
live,
yeah.
Live and radio was live back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything you do. So, you know, as I'm getting caught this morning, I go, oh, my gosh, you know, I had a flashback of that that memory. But, hey, it all works out. So, and fortunately, Brad took care of
it. I have to tag that. You know, like the three most stressful jobs in America, right? Mm. One is like air traffic controller. Another one is like comedian or radio disc jockey.
Right.
The other one is real estate. So I've been all three. So
right. So you know the drill. But you know, but and we all have stories. Not many people have stories like I do with you know, Elvis Presley and Suspicious Minds. It was you know, so yeah, and it was funny because a lot of people did get caught with that because you know, that's the thing that we do. You know, in the radio biz, you got to figure out, okay, what song can you, you know, go to the bathroom? You got enough time because when you're on the air, I mean, it's not anybody there. And this was the kind of radio station that you worked by yourself, right?
They get caught in a trap.
That's it. Exactly. So you really like it. If you're working at a radio station that's playing Into God of the Vida, then you can go to the bathroom a bunch of times, you know, during that whole song.
Or Freebird.
You're right, right, exactly. Or even, was it Arlo Guthrie's, had the name, what was the,
I don't think it's 8 minutes, 31 seconds, I know, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, where's the kitchen, yeah. Whatever, anyway. A restaurant. It was a restaurant. What was it?
Alice's Restaurant.
Alice's Restaurant. There it is. Okay. Thank you very much.
You've got anyone with a free hat and a trip to wherever you are.
Exactly. Or a pair of Donald Trump shoes, you know, because the other day we were at in Nashville, Tennessee, and he was showing up, and people were lining up early to see him there at the Grand Ole Opry. And, you know, I was teasing people. I said, yeah, he's gonna go full-blown Oprah and start throwing tennis shoes at everybody. You know, you get tennis shoes. Everybody gets tennis shoes here, you know. So.
Underneath your chair.
Yeah, exactly.
Reach down, people. Exactly. The Constitution.
Yeah. Hey, it's so much fun talking to you because we can start going deja vu here on some of this old radio stuff. So it's good fun. But Judd Dunning is with us. He's the author of 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal and How to Enlighten Others. He's the president of CU Media Group as well. Judd, you know, I think you clarify something here. You know, people are looking at the craziness that we're living in, and they think, gosh, you know, is my family safe? With, you know, here the attack on kids, what's going on in the schools? I mean, you got reports now where, a parent doesn't want to support the sexual transition of their young child, and their child's being taken away from them. I mean, this is real stuff. This isn't, you know, something that could be down the road and you think just doesn't happen, but it's happening. And like all things that are crazy, it starts someplace, and like Levin, next thing you know, it's in a zip code near you, right?
Oh, absolutely. I can't really go into the root of why I wrote this article because of some ongoing investigative issues, but I can tell you it's personal, and politics are personal. And if you look at Gascon and you look at the decriminalization agenda, which is a straight line from the Long March on the Institutions in the 1973 playbook of communism and cultural Marxism, the installation of these DAs, I mean, if you look at Gascon in San Francisco, it's black and white. When he was up there, our DA, one of the most notorious, right, Soros-funded, open border, open society-funded, and his nefarious donor gang, there were 757 rapes. Let's talk about the stats for a second. There were 151 a year. He took office. There was 346 rapes a year, right? Aggravated assault. There was 2394, there was 1,119. It went up to 2614 per year. I mean, the actual victim class created by the decriminalization agenda, which is moral relativism, makes no sense.
What is their point in all this, Judd? That,
my,
Soros, with all his money.
Well, we need to get him out of the office, first of all. Because I know police officers who want to have left under his tenure. I know police officers that now genuinely apologize for inability to prosecute standards. That he took out 13 misdemeanors in Los Angeles. One of the first things he did, and then he took away cash bail. Why? There's no rational American reason to de-escalate 13 major misdemeanors and create a wave of crime.
See, but I think we need to understand the why, Judd. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that as we continue to unpack the madness. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Judd Dunning.
Cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it. You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Independent, just way you like to hear from us. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Judd Dunning with us, the author of 13 and a Half Reasons Why Not to Be a Liberal. you know, right now with all that we're heading in terms of November to the 2024 election, you know, I think we, Judd, I think America has to ask itself a simple question here. What America, you know, do you want? I mean, if you want an America where the borders are wide open, where you're standing on a international level is compromised and you're less than, that you are controlled by the WHO, the WHO, and the United Nations, basically ripping you, ripping off your sovereignty and telling you what you should do. And if there be another pandemic, they're going to control everything and you have no local say whatsoever. I think that if that's what you want, then Joe Biden is the guy. The Democratic Party is who you want. However, if you want a constitutional democratic republic where we the people rule, where it's life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you have a fair shot at exercising the gift and talents that God has blessed you with, then it's, you know, I'm not going to say so much that it's the Republican Party, because I'm disappointed with the Republican Party. They need to do some soul-searching themselves, because as the left has pulled, has gone so far left, they're pulling, you know, these rhino Republicans with them. And actually, the Republicans are looking more like Democrats of yesteryear. They've abandoned their core moral standing and their brand. And, you know, people are confused and realizing, Judd, I don't know about you, but I hear, you know, people are saying, look, I've had it with party politics. Party politics isn't serving us. And I said, exactly. You know, but this is why we have to understand what it is we're fighting for, who we're fighting for, and who gives us the best chance to be successful at it. Is that fair?
Absolutely. I mean, it's their brand is that they do have a brand. It's DEI, right?
Yes, right, exactly.
Deconstruction, environmentalism, and insanity, right? That's what I think it really stands for.
Right.
I mean, and that's a pretty good acronym, because that's really the tenets of which they're, you know, browbeating the world into thinking they have a platform. They have zero platform. I mean, Trump is, you know, every article I write on Newsmax, Insider's Bill, ends up on a statement of being pro-Trump at the end and calling for that action, because there is no alternative candidate. I mean, look what we've seen with Haley. Look what we've seen with DeSantis. You know, Vivek is interesting, right? But he's young. He could be, I think he'd be a great, VP. He's not skilled for a VP, but I'm sure we could trade him into that. You know, when I, exacerbating manners, we've got this 8 million illegals coming in, diluting the vote with states openly saying that they want them to vote. They want them to have driver's licenses. They want them to be on the dole. They want them to be Americans for their agenda. Therefore, it's globalism. It's globalism over country. When you take an American with an opportunistic greed and you move them outside of the allegiance to God and country, then they don't care about what happens to the nation. All they care about is power. All they care about is money. All they care about is graft. And that is the brand. That's the Ukraine cash.
And they're willing to sell us out in that process, because we know the illegals that are coming in, the 8 million plus, they are beholden to cartels. I keep saying this. I keep pounding this drumbeat. These are not, you know, innocent migrants who come in and just want a fair shot at the American dream. They come in and they are indentured servants to the cartels. The cartels control that border. I don't know exact number. I've been trying to get the number, Judd, but I got to think it's, you know, 95-98% of migrants who come across are beholden to the cartels. If they're beholden to these criminals, what do you think you're going to get?
You know, Bill, it's interesting. That's in my book. And one of the most overlooked things about the border is that really it's an addiction to indentured servitude. You have people coming over, even the good ones. They come over in order to work for their kids. They work illegally. But they work as slave labor to our country. Our country, we pay so much for health care, for groceries, for fuel. We should pay more for labor. You know, we're allowing the border open for a corporate, a plutocratic addiction to cheap labor on top of the risk that you're now talking about, which has been corporatized by crime. It's a criminal plutocracy. It's human slavery to leave the board open. It's about diluting the vote. It's not about we care about the amnesty of these people whatsoever. And by the way, on top of that, and this is an undeniable fact reality, there are so many missing migrant children. The
yes.
sex trafficking slaves are just sweeping up children. We are in one of the darkest periods we've ever been. Go all the way back to the slavery of African Americans. Go all the way forward to what we're allowing to happen in human slavery in America. It's deplorable. And that's Trump's probably the only person out there who's going to pay attention to this. But I just wanted to say, you nailed such a great point. And going back to prosecutorial activism having to be stamped out. I mean, we have so many of these young radical cultural Marxists willing to undermine public safety for political gain. They want to walk lockstep in this movement, even if they have to deconstruct the safety of America. And that's an allegiance to something greater than the Constitution and God.
Exactly. Well, that's the problem that we have, and that's the battle that we're in right now, ladies and gentlemen. Is you've got to see this for it, you know, for what it is. Like Judge said, you know, even in his opening statement, you know your family is not safe. You think it is safe until you find out that it isn't, and then it's too late. Every state of the union has suffered a death of a loved one at the hands of an illegal immigrant. Okay, without exception. And we're going to hear more of this because crime is not, you know, they're not interested about crime. They're interested in the deconstruction. You know, when Barack Obama said, get ready, you know, for the fundamental transformation of, this is all part of the process. The fundamental transformation of America, this is all part of it. That you're going to let go of your God, your guns, your Bible, the things that make for safe families, the things that made for this great country. How dare them, Judd? I mean, it disgusts me. Judeo-Christian principles are what built this country. This is foundational to the country. And they come in and they think they know better when they have done nothing. Because at every turn, you know, and it is one party over the other in terms of party politics. Yes, Republicans have participated because they're compromised as well. And we've got to get, you know, these people on both sides out of governing our country and controlling our lives, because what they've done is violated the Constitution. I mean, to the point that Joe Biden, you know, even the Supreme Court says, hey, look, you know, you cannot go around and forgive loans, you know, student loans. And Joe Biden said, well, heck with you, I'm doing it anyway. Well, wait a minute, what does that mean? You know, he breaks the law, and so everybody's breaking the law. You can steal up to $1,000, and in these cities, and they're, you know, breaking into cases and taking thousands of dollars worth of stuff, and with impunity. And then guess what? Their tax base, the businesses that were in those communities are gone. The jobs, the future part-time jobs for the kids in the community are gone. And so what's going to happen? Oh, let's pay them reparations, right? Like they're saying in California.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about law. I mean, it comes down to law. They're actually contaminating the laws, right? Special Directive 20-07, the misdemeanor case management, is a deconstruction of 13 misdemeanors that held civil order. They just ripped it down. Prop 47 and Prop 57 were passed. They ripped down laws in the federal and the state registries on a radical agenda. You know, the question I ask is, and why? Has human nature evolved? Absolutely not. You know, justice is no longer blind. It's simply been bribed to be deaf and dumb instead. And Lakin Riley's murder, and that Georgia, that beautiful young Georgia nursing student,
Right?
That's an exact example of what you're talking about. I hear the music in the background.
That's fine. But go ahead and summarize your point here. We got 40 seconds.
Well, yeah. I wrote something in my new article, which is going to drop on Newsmax Insiders. You can see me there. Follow us on Twitter at Judd Dunning, JUDDDUNNING. Good is good and bad is bad. Advocating moral absolutism in crime is plain rationality. It's high time we strip big money from law enforcement, return to the foundational belief that living legally is living American. If you refuse to follow the rules, then face prison or get the hell out. Forfeiting rights when violating or harming others is too our American way. And that's so simple.
Exactly. Judd Dunning, to the point. Thank you, sir. Take care. Have a good day.
This report is sponsored by Robert Half.
Is your company prepared to overcome today's hiring challenges? With the skills gap growing, historically low unemployment rates, and fewer workers choosing to pursue new opportunities, 9 out of 10 hiring managers say it's challenging to find the talent they need. Robert Half's Demand for Skilled Talent report presents exclusive data to help overcome these obstacles in an increasingly competitive labor market. Explore current hiring and employment trends, learn which roles are in greatest demand and what's driving company hiring plans. Gain effective strategies to attract and retain top talent, including common hiring mistakes and how to avoid them. Though employers may have more leverage in today's job market, skilled talent is still hard to find. Candidates who have the skills required to boost company productivity, prevent employee burnout, and complete mission-critical projects are in high demand. Companies need a thoughtful hiring and retention plan to effectively compete for top talent. Access the exclusive report at roberthalf.com/demand-for-skilled-talent.
USA News Update. President Biden is planning to visit Texas and the southern border the very same day as former President Trump this week. The two men will make separate appearances in the Lone Star State Thursday. Trump will be in Eagle Pass. Biden will meet with Border Patrol law enforcement and local officials in Brownsville. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will call on Republican politicians to get on board with the earlier defeated U.S. Senate bipartisan border security and foreign aid deal.
Let's provide the funding needed for additional U.S. Border Patrol agents, more asylum officers.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has argued the bill, which died in the Senate weeks ago, did not do enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. at all. The Federal Trade Commission is filing a lawsuit seeking to halt the merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Don't you love this political season? I mean, it's amazing how it boomerangs. You know, the Democrats, they get a bone and they just kind of keep playing with that bone forever. You know, whether it's, you know, the latest iteration of a virus that could promote, you know, the ballot harvesting and the mail-in ballots like we went through in 2020 is still going, what the heck happened? And nobody wants to figure it out. So we're just going to have to, you know, react and put up with it. I hopefully not. I know that the Republicans have tried to do some things, but I believe there needs to be something on a more concerted effort. But, you know, that aside, it's the playbook that they're used to. You know, like right now, Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all about Russia, all the craziness, right? Well, Al Parada is here to help us sort it all out, the managing editor of Stream.org. Mr. Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How you been?
Hey, been okay. I fried my adrenals a little bit. I was in Nashville with the cats at NRB last week, and you know, a little bit of flying around and travel, and here I am sounding a little bit a little nasally, but it's okay. You know, I'm getting through it.
Well, that's good. Good to know.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Keep it light and easy. Our phones are getting old. Running too old for running around so much, but yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. You just gotta, you know, like right now. I mean, it is amazing. There's no question. I mean, at every turn, Al, as you know, we're hearing about a new iteration of a bug, and you know, bird flu, possibly Ebola, the things that they're doing in the country in terms of gain of function. which Dr. Fauci said we don't do, and Rand Paul said, no, of course you do. And so, you know, that's the playbook for the Democrats. So they first lie and deny about it, and then it just kind of, it just happens. You know, it just, you know, like the Tea Parties, you know, we're going to hinder and kneecap the Tea Party. Well, no, we don't, you know, we don't do that. That's third world country kind of stuff. Until you find out that's exactly what they're doing. And then now it's just, it's matter of fact. You know, they don't even bother to deny it. They have no shame. And so here we are. And so, you know, America's people have to realize that we cannot count on the government. If you're counting on the government and looking for their lead and their direction, Lord have mercy. Because they're on a different agenda. You're thinking, you know, that, oh, you're here in this country and it's about your family and American dream and American way of life. And they have a different dream that looks like a nightmare. It is not about freedom for everybody. You know, it's about the ruling class elites and, you know, their privileged authority and their conditions has nothing to do with the every man and woman of America. Well, it does. And that is if you want to be subservient. You know, just be a willing, subservient, you know, foil or plebe, and we'll get along just fine, right, Al?
Exactly. And it is a question I'm trying to wrestle with it myself a little bit. I mean, is America, as we know it, already over, and we have to accept that, or is it on life support, and we do have the ability to resuscitate it?
Yeah.
It's a big question. And,
I believe the second. But I also believe this, that if the Democrats, and I really do hate to put it in these terms, because I know people who are, you know, long diehard Democrats, they see the goodness of their party. They're not seeing all this other stuff, you know, that's going on necessarily. But when you think about voter fraud, you think about what they're doing to our kids in, you know, with gender mutilation, all these evil things that are happening, the source seems to be consistently coming out of the Democratic Party. And whatever measure of reasonable Democrats are remaining, they don't have enough control. It's kind of like what's happening in Israel. You know, with Hamas, the Palestinians out there, some of them who want to have peace, they don't have enough control over the crazy, you know, Hamas authoritarian knuckleheads that have ignited the war and all this pain and suffering that they're enduring. You know, Israel is reacting to what Hamas did, and the Palestinians are just, you know, they're being dragged around along for the ride. And in a way, to your point, America is in part being dragged along, you know, with Joe Biden's crazy policies that for 3 years have brought back misery. The misery that we endured with Barack Obama that we said, phew, man, thank God that's over with. You know, we didn't necessarily pay reparations, but I know some people probably think, well, you know, we went ahead and had eight, you know, sufferable years of Barack Obama. Maybe there's some form of reparations there. Maybe this thing will go away because this is a mess. But no. There was still meat on the bone, and here we got Joe Biden.
Yeah, this is even worse. I mean, can you throw in the border?
Yeah.
And you throw in 7.2 million illegal immigrants, and then when some illegal immigrant kills somebody, like that beautiful student in Georgia,
yes,
the reaction is not, oh, we got a problem with the border. It's, oh, it's like from the Associated Press, this idea that, oh, solo female athletes are in danger, without even mentioning why they're in danger.
Right, so
it's like totally changing the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And that even under Obama, we didn't have this incredible gaslighting. But they don't believe your eyes.
Right.
You know, Joe Biden is fit as a fiddle.
Yeah.
Trump is the old crazy old one who's losing his mind. And they said, you listed on and on and on and on and on. It's staggering. But to get to your point about the Democrats, think of how far the Democrats have fallen, that their former rising star, Tulsi Gabbard, is now being talked about as a presidential voice for Trump.
Exactly. Yeah, that says a lot right there. And how many other Democrats have followed suit as well? You know, like they said, it's not that they left the party, that the party left them. There's no doubt. And we've been saying, Al, that Democrats have pulled so hard left, they're dragging everybody, you know, their constituency and the Republicans. You know, they think, okay, we're compromising with them, but it's not a fair compromise, because you're compromising with somebody that's on the lunatic fringe of the left. You know, and so then you come back and you wonder why. I mean, this is why Lankford got so scolded, because he bought into that, and the Republicans didn't know how to even, you know, lay out that narrative to say, well, how did we get here? Why are we negotiating with these people? You and I talked about this last time. I mean, they went to Reagan and said, hey, come on, just give us these 3 million immigrants. We'll you know, give them amnesty and we'll never come back again. Oh, geez. What a big lie. So why are we negotiating? You guys already negotiated. You spent all your bullets. But the Republicans are there going, oh, wait a minute, you're out of bullets? Let me give you some more bullets. Are you nuts?
Yeah. They're Republicans, man. I don't know what they have in the water up there in the Senate side of the Capitol, but they're just letting stuff be rolled. They still... The best you can say about it is that for some reason they still think it's the Senate of old.
Yeah.
You know, the days of Bob Dole and, you know, Ted Kennedy and all this, all, you know, the old gentleman's club of irrational folks. And as opposed to, hey, these people are trying to wreck America here.
Exactly.
You might want to step it up a little bit, you know?
Right. Al, you touch on something here, and people need to understand this, I think, because we're all trying to figure out, you know, what the heck is going on. I mean, the Senate is almost lost its sense of mission, of why they exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've yielded to party politics and said, okay, we're gonna be in support of the party politics instead of, why does the Senate exist in the first place? What is it supposed to do? And considering what it's supposed to do, what the Founding Fathers had said it was supposed to do, compared with what they're doing right now, and how many violations of said mission have they executed?
Is it party politics they're protecting, or Washington politics?
Yeah, the establishment. Yeah, the establishment. Yeah, right. No, I agree. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, it's but unfortunately what it's done is it has really ruined party politics, because people don't know the difference. All they know, Al, is that this is not good, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they don't sit there, they don't work in the midst of this stuff. But we have to suffer the results of the poor policies that are coming out. And I'll tell you, if the American people stay at home and they don't get off their bottoms and cast a ballot and make sure that that ballot is legit, we're in trouble. Back to the first point that you made when we first started talking. More from Al after this.
Wireless service to Total by Verizon Easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data. $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan. At an amazing price. With no contract. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Al Parada, he's the managing editor of Stream.org. Hey, let's go to the brew. We haven't been to the brew all morning yet. In fact, I haven't even had my cup of coffee. Had a little bit of tea. And this is interesting, too, that you're reporting on Google's Gemini AI. Jumpin' Gemini, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Payment printing that is just amazing. And watching that, it's going to affect everything that touches Google, but this idea that that when you want to see images of founding fathers and they come up with a Bennington ad.
Exactly.
I mean, that's really, that's kind of crazy. Again, almost the same thing we were talking about last segment, this idea of distorting reality.
Exactly.
You know, and so it's kind of consistent with this idea that there's no truth. It's relative. You're not seeing what you're seeing isn't real. So it's not real that George Washington was a white guy.
Right.
Whiteness is bad. You can't have white. You know, or that this idea that misgendering Caitlyn Jenner is worse than a if you can stop a nuclear holocaust by misgendering Caitlyn Jenner, should you do it?
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner's like, yeah. Misgendering all you want to save the planet from blowing up, but not that Google AI. No, that wasn't. It came up with a different answer, and that's dangerous.
Well, and the thing is that, you know, what I'm concerned about is what kind of impact potentially is this going to have on the 2024 election, Al? Because you got this thing, you know, it's rough, it isn't perfected, and down the road, I mean, we could do a lot of damage here in forming some minds. You know, the young kids, I mean, they're spending, 50 hours a week, you know, with social media, and you bring AI in, and now you've got this, you know, this very serious mechanism in which to brainwash kids, even more so than what previously is out there.
Yeah. I mean, and what is it? Just the election or overall distrust of America, dislike of America? I mean, they picked Donald Trump by China.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, do I really want, you know, China or, like, you know, your worst enemy to be, you know, teaching your kids, basically?
Exactly.
It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. And again, election, we already know from studies that Google impacted the last two elections to millions of votes.
Right.
You know,
and, no surprise they said that, right? When Trump won in 2016, the CEO of Google said, hey, it ain't going to happen again. You know, they're going to make sure, and they used everything they could in the social media armament to make sure that Donald Trump was canceled. You know, when you've got 96% of news media purposely negative, I mean, the only way you can do that is you have to be intentional, you know, when you get those kind of numbers. And of course, it happened, you know, with Ronald Reagan, too. But here it is. You know, you turned it on its head, and then you wonder why January 6th happens, because people are going, what the heck? This doesn't make sense. I was talking with Don Jr. Last month, and I said, you know, I traveled the country. I traveled through 12 states, and in my travels, I only saw three, literally, Al, I'm not kidding you, three. I counted them. I kept note of it. Only saw three bumper stickers or banners or, you know, anything that said Biden-Harris. Only three. Going through 12 states, I mean, that's like near impossible. And then, of course, everywhere you go, including California, of all places, which I was in, and, I mean, there were Trump signs all over the place. I mean, they're having boat parades, you know, that went on forever there in Marina del Rey. And I thought, guy, I mean, this guy's got traction. I mean, this is the kind of energy and traction that won the presidency for Barack Obama. And then you've got his opponent who's, you know, he's got a lid on himself, and he's hunkered down in his bunker. And somehow he ends up with 80 million more, you know, what, 10 million more votes, you know, than Donald Trump. It's like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if one of those states was Delaware, but even Delaware now, you don't see much for Joe Biden. I mean, I've seen a couple signs, like the official-looking sign, no home with Joe Biden, but not, there's no, like, sense. Like, you go to Arkansas, parts of Arkansas, you know, it's Clinton everything. Bill Clinton everything. They're really proud of Bill Clinton. You know?
Right.
And that's the way it should be, basically. Of course, New York has also the buildings with Trump on it, but that's for a different reason, at least for
the
moment.
Oh, they're doing, for the moment.
don't see that, but that's one of the mysteries. And then again, like you said, the fact that it was weird and then you're told to shut up about it is why you get January 6th.
Yeah.
Something if they said, okay, yeah, let's look at it, and everybody kind of agreed, even if the recounts were kind of lame and not really deep, at least people would calm down. It was I think it was the shut up and don't ask.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It was the thing that really, really made people angry, and they're still angry today. And that's part of what Trump's got supporting the guy, besides his record, is the idea that the American people who voted for him were told to shut up.
Yeah.
And so they want to shove Trump down these people's faces.
Well, and all this stuff that they're, you know, putting him through, this lawfare, it's like, where's the beef in all this? You know, whether it's, you know, E. Jean Carroll, you know, the deal about his property in New York with Ergeron, you know, the judge there. This is bizarre. You know, what they're doing. And in, you know, Georgia, I mean, all these cases, it's just like, this doesn't make sense. You know, when you stop and think, Al, that any one of us, I mean, any of what they're doing to Trump happened to us, you know, it would be unconscionable. I mean, and where's the outrage from the American people in numbers? But what's happened is that, and this is all being, again, orchestrated. You got to put it at the doorstep that it belongs. Mm-hmm. And it's Joe Biden and the Democrats that are orchestrating, you know, these kind of prosecutorial attacks on and Donald Trump. But what he doesn't realize is that it's not just Trump. It's the rest of the American people.
Yeah. I mean, really, think about it. I mean, the tissue games in New York, kind of a psycho. He wants Trump bad.
Right.
That's like, but you look at Fannie Willis. Does Fannie Willis strike you as the type who would really want to be doing what she's doing with this prosecution? Or would you rather just have the power of the, you know, her office and be dating the Nathan Wade and have, you know, have a nice girl that maybe line her pockets a little bit? Well, I mean, put up to it. This is something put up. She was put up to it. And apparently there's a story breaking that, you know, the Biden people placed somebody in her office to help her out.
Exactly.
And now her life, career is probably going to be ruined because of her, because of this.
And maybe her career should be ruined, Al, because look at, if you're part and parcel of this cabal and this conspiracy, I mean, there's only so much that's going to happen. I mean, there's mm-hmm. probably not going to be any kind of judicial process, you know, to really snap back on the heads of these, you know, these judges and attorney generals and that what they've done, you know, to Trump, what they've done to the American people. Some of this is, even though, like Kathy Hochul, you know, the governor of New York is going, oh, no, this isn't going to happen. You know, this isn't going to happen to you, you know, right. I mean, these businesses are smart enough and they know, hey, look at, you know, you're going to come after us. We're bailing. You know, so all those U-Haul trucks that were leaving California now are you know, lined up at the exits there in New York, and businesses are filling up those U-Hauls and getting out of Dodge.
And that's the fix that somebody like Hochul was in, because it's just saying, oh, this will never affect you, even if you do the same thing, then you have, that makes Trump's argument that he was singled out.
Exactly.
She's got him in a fix. But again, the business people are smart. It's not just about like supporting Donald Trump, whatever. But if you run afoul politically of somebody like Letitia James, your business is at risk. And are you going to risk millions and perhaps billions of dollars on an investment in New York?
Yeah. How many other businesses in New York could withstand what Donald Trump has gone through? No.
Yeah. For people. How many people put up with that? And again, that just plays to him. That I think the other day, he thinks his brain is just miswired or something that allows him to put up with this stuff to the degree other people wouldn't. But again, it's backfiring because people see what it is, and somehow they've turned Trump, this billionaire guy, into the underdog who's getting knocked out, who's getting up.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
Nikki Haley thought that Donald Trump would not last this long. I mean, she still thinks that he's going to get kneecapped, and she's just hanging around, you know, the edge, hopefully that she becomes the default candidate. Because they finally do enough to Trump that they, you know, he can't afford it anymore or whatever. But you know, thank God he seems very determined. And you know, for those of us who believe in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, you know, you got to continue to pray for this guy, and you know, and do what you can to support him, because, you know, the way I look at it, Al, he's taking bullets for us.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And that's what Haley should realize, is that if he goes down, they're coming after her just as hard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. This is your America. It's your country. Make sure you're registered to vote, and whatever you can on a local level, you know, be vigilant, because that is going to be the theme, and it should be, certainly, you know, for those of us who are conservative and people of faith, is that America, you know, should have a free and fair election, unquestionably. And then the Democrats, no doubt, are desperate, and these are desperate times for them. So we need to be on guard, Al Parada, no doubt, right?
Yes. Definitely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you know someone with a